Thank you very much, Mr. Moderator. I won't let you suffer through. I'll make my last name pronouncement for you. It is Tony Giunta. I am a former mayor from the city of Franklin, and I am now a city councilor from the city of Franklin. And I'm glad we ended on that note of environmental impact, because I want to bring this whole conversation back to the environment. It's been very frustrating for someone like me who's been in favor of the project, who testified in favor of it, when we got together 2.5 years ago, how quickly time flies, 2.5 years ago in the city of Franklin, to see this project still at this same step of this scoping committee. What I'd like to do is try to emphasize the fact that since that time, a lot has changed, and very, very positive things have changed for your approval of this project. As I'm sure you are aware, President Barack Obama in June released his Carbon Action Plan, his Climate Action Plan, with specific steps for reducing the amount of carbon in the United States. And also this past Friday, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, she released an editorial to the Huffington Post that tried to explain why the EPA will now come out and make dramatic reductions in carbon emissions from power plants in the United States. So instead of me making my comments to you, as people in the audience will think those are slanted, I would just assume have them speak for me, the President of the United States and the EPA Administrator. Gina McCarthy states, power plants emit 1/3 of all the greenhouse gas emissions in the United States and 40% of all the carbon emissions. This surpasses all emission sources for industrial and transportation sectors. Power plants emit more carbon pollution than every boat, plane, train, and car in the entire United States combined. 12 of the hottest years on record in the United States have occurred in the last 15 years. 12 out of the last 15 years. There is near universal agreement among all scientists that climate change is human-caused. As a result, Administrator McCarthy states, sea ice in the Arctic has shrunk to its smallest size in recorded history. Property damage from climate change-induced storms has resulted in $110 billion in property damage in 2012. That's the second largest on record. And warmer climates lead to worsening smog and pollution, which causes more asthma attacks. And the nation's asthma rates have doubled over the past 30 years. If we are going to take climate change seriously, if we are going to take carbon reduction seriously in our lifetime, then it is up to you to approve this project, what will be the largest carbon reduction in all of New England in all of present history. Thank you very much.